When Grand Valley captured its third straight national championship last fall, there was plenty of attention lavished on players like Marty Corby and Claire Carlson, who were named to the Division II All-America first team. But this year's squad has many key contributors, including some seniors who are back for a final go-round in 2016. One of them is Gabby Gibor, a midfielder who's the traffic cop of the squad and perhaps its emotional leader. While her teammates grab the headlines with their attacking play, it's Gibor who takes on and excels at the dirty jobs of soccer.
I've always been, when I grew up, I was a tomboy. I was always outside running around with the neighbors, messing around, always playing backyard football. At recess, I was playing kickball. I was never one of the girls, like, playing with the Barbies on the playground. Being able to get stuck into a tackle, there's something about coming out with the ball and turning around and seeing the girl on the ground behind you and say, like, you get, like, this is my ball, like, don't touch it. There's something about, like, cracking a girl and being able to move forward, and it's just a feeling you can't explain.
Gibor and some of her senior classmates represent the final group of players who were coached 3 years ago by Dave Diani and Erica Demers, now at the University of Iowa. Gabby's connection with that pair was so close, she wasn't sure what to do when they left, even after she had won a national title as a freshman.
I connected very well with Dave and Erica. When I found out, Dave gave us all individual phone calls. When I found out he was moving on to Big Ten, I mean, it's an opportunity you can't really pass up, but I was decently upset. There were tears streaming from my eyes. And then you have to accept it. You can't do anything about it, and you have to make the most of the situation. Jeff harped on positivity with me. He has a big impact on who I've turned out to be. So I'm proud of being able to stick here and stick through that coaching change, and I wouldn't change it any other way.
She also found a way to get in sync with her new coaches, including assistant Kristen Walker, who played the same position on national title teams at Grand Valley and who's been able to give the benefit of her own experience to Gabby.
I think she played a huge part in the coaching change too. She played under Dave. She knew Dave and Erica's ways. So she kind of kept the program running like the same way, could help Jeff out, and I think that helped a lot. And she has very, very, very valuable input on the position due to the fact that she played holding center mid. So I'm always popping my hand up in the air at practice, asking questions. She pulls me aside, talks to me.
Gabby Gibord's signature play on the field is a bruising tackle that deflates an opponent's move forward and turns it into a Laker counterattack for players like Jama Martin, the winger from Pueblo, Colorado. Jama actually crisscrossed the country for 2 years of college before settling in Allendale for her junior season.
I had actually looked at Grand Valley before graduating, and then I saw a bunch of schools out west, and I really liked California, and the programs are great at Cal State Dominguez Hills, where I ended up going, and it looked like a really great program. So I went there, played my first year, and it didn't turn out that way. And I decided to leave there. It was kind of late, so I ended up going to the junior college, Santa Monica. Had a really good season. We had a really good team that year, and it was fun. I really enjoyed it. And so I talked to my coach, and he was really proactive in helping all of us try to get to where we were going, to the next level. So we ended up reaching out to Grand Valley, and it all worked out from there.
With Marty Corby dominating most offensive categories last autumn and Kendra Stauffer scoring 15 goals of her own on the right side, Jama balanced the Laker attack in 2015 with 10 goals of her own. Like Stauffer, she's a speed demon with a package of shifty moves on the ball. And she's a player who improved greatly toward the end of the year when goals were much harder for her squad to come by.
Me and Kenny on the ends, we use our speed. We like to. We go wide, cut in, find whoever inside the box on the cross, and trying to mix it up a little bit more, not just rely on the cross, but go wide, dribble in ourselves, maybe get somebody else out wide, distribute the ball. We're really looking for more directness.
While the expectations for this year's Lakers squad are high, the only topic that gets any real discussion is how the team can improve upon the process that's made it the dominant squad in Division II during the last decade. After four tough games on the road to begin the season, Hostler's squad will need more than just the brilliance of his decorated stars from last year to keep in the hunt for a GLIAC or national title. Because of that, it's players like Gabby Gibord and Jama Martin who will need to continue to demonstrate their team isn't just about one or two players. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.